back here as we get set to get this one underway, and the Vandalia High School Band finishing up and getting ready for the school song here in just a moment as we get set for this final regular season game of the year. The Vandals and the Litchfield Purple Panthers. As we'll start on probably right at 7 o'clock, so maybe a little off on the timing that they had set up. But and Vandal Man is coming out, and the Vandal football players coming out as well. It is our first real taste of football weather here tonight. High of, 62 today. And then we'll drift down. Not that much, really. It's going to be a warmer night than last night. So probably most of the game we're going to stick in the 52-degree range or so. Definitely a little more crisp in the air as we get set for the playoffs next weekend. The Vandals, of course, will find out tomorrow night where they will be heading and what class they'll be in. It has been a debate that a lot of people have had. Would they be 2A? Would they be 3A? They've kind of swung back and forth a little bit. So we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow night about 8:20 or so. We will have it posted for you on i70sports.com right after we know. And we will also have it on the air on WKRV as soon as we know as well. And we'll find that out tomorrow night. So we are just about set to kick it away. The Vandals won the toss, but they deferred to the second half. As we get set to get this one underway here tonight, the Vandals are in their home reds. Red jerseys, white numbers, white stripes on the sleeve, and white stripes on the pants. And Litchfield, they are in their road white. It's black numbers, black pants. But then they have the purple helmet with the Panther logo on the side. As we get set to get underway on this one tonight. Final regular season game of the year. The Vandals trying to finish off. And the kickoff is in the air. Caught at about the 15-yard line by Litchfield. And the return man ahead to about the 38, 39-yard line. That was Jonathan Bowles on the return for Litchfield. And the Purple Panthers will take over. They'll be going right to left here in this opening quarter here tonight. They'll be going right to left here in this first quarter. And this is a team offensively. They definitely have some weapons set off their quarterbacks. Pretty nice player. And he can throw and he can run too. They go with the spread. Two receivers will line up right, one left. Two men in the backfield with the quarterback set off. He can throw and run. And he's going to run on first down. Looking for room. And he does not find any at all. He is brought down. Best probably got to the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to give him a yard. Second and nine ahead to just shy of the 40. So second down and nine. Ethan Sadoff, he is a senior quarterback for the Purple Panthers. Second down and nine. Just underway in this one. Litchfield going right to left here in this opening quarter. Two receivers left, one right. Two men in the backfield with Sadoff, the quarterback. He takes the snap, hands this one off. Running back looking to get to the outside, and the Vandals close on him well. Cole Yarborough in on the tackle. Jordan Colburn in on the tackle. That was number 34. That is Cal Frericks running the ball. And it's going to bring up a third down at about nine, maybe eight. Coming up for Litchfield. So a third down and a long eight as they're just shy of the 40. Third down and eight, just shy of their own 40 for Litchfield. Two receivers will line up right, one left. Two men in the backfield. That off the quarterback. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, drops the pass, incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, which was Caleb Coulter. And it'll bring up fourth down, and Litchfield will be forced to punt. So Litchfield will be forced to punt, and the Vandals will get their first possession of the night. So Litchfield goes three and out. And it will bring up a fourth down at about eight. Back to punt for Litchfield. It is up. Pretty good kick. Caught by Connor DePue at the 23. He's trying to get to the outside. Now cuts back to the 25. Still on his feet to the 30. To the 35. To the 40. To the 45. He's across midfield. 45-40. He's gone to the house. 35-30. 25-20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Punt return touchdown. Connor DePue. 9:59 remaining. The field is clean. What a great job as he just cut back, watch for blockers, and takes it to the house. That's 75 yards and comes with 9:59 remaining first quarter. And the extra point, it is up, and it is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals on the board very quickly tonight, and they lead 7-0. 7-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Are you in the market to build a new home? Do you want to tour three brand new homes showcasing quality construction features, the newest trends, and learn about our custom plan design process? Do you like the thought of a one-stop shop serving all of your new home needs from ground up? Do you want a reputable builder who has been in business over 25 years and has great references from local construction lenders and past clients? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then come to Pine Ridge Homes and check us out or look us up on Facebook.
So a 73-yard return. And Connor DePue, the first one of the year, kind of waited on him. So Cole Durbin gets set to kick it away. As the Vandals take the 7-0 lead. One of the downbacks caught it at about the 30. So Litchfield gets a little bit better field position, far side of the field to get it ahead to about the 45. I think that's where they're going to be at to start it off. So the Vandals have not ran an offensive play. They get the punt return for a touchdown. Lead 7-0 early. And with 9:50 remaining in the first quarter, Litchfield will have their second possession of the night. So they'll have it at their own 45. A little better field position for Litchfield. So first and 10 from their own 45 for Litchfield. One receiver each side. Two men in the backfield with Sadoff, their senior quarterback. Puts man in motion left to right. They fake the handoff to him. Sadoff's going to keep it himself. And the Vandals close on him in a hurry. And he's going to lose a yard or two. Isaac Forbes was the first man back. And he's going to lose two, and it's second and 12. Second down and 12 for Litchfield from their own 43. Second down and 12 from their own 43 for Litchfield. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Two receivers wide right, one left. Sat off from the shotgun. Fakes a handoff, gets a pass out. It is caught, but immediately tackled on the far side of the field is number 44, and is Max Lightshoe. I saw Jordan Colburn in there on the tackle. I think McCarty was in there as well for the Vandals, so it'll bring up a third down and 12 as he gets no gain. Third down and a dozen for Litchfield from their own 43. 8 minutes, 40 seconds remaining, opening quarter. Two receivers, actually three to the left, one right. that off, takes the snap. He's going to pass. It is caught. And Litchfield's going to have their first down of the night ahead into Vandal territory to about the 43. That is Jonathan Bowles on the connection from the quarterback sat off, and it is a first down for Litchfield. So first down for Litchfield into Vandal territory ahead to the 44. They are very capable of moving the football. They're averaging about 22 points a game offensively. Two receivers line up left, two right. Sadoff, one man in the backfield with him. First and 10 from the Vandal 43. Sadoff drops back to pass. He's under pressure. Flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to run, and he does. Gets out of bounds at about the 38. He'll pick up about five, second down and five for Litchfield from the Vandal 38-yard line. Second down and five for Litchfield from the Vandal 38-yard line. Nice big completion on the third down for the first down completion. And then they get 5 yards, really on a broken play there. Sadoff is capable of running the football pretty well. Second down and five. Two receivers each side for Sadoff. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. And there is absolutely nothing there, and he's brought down. Several Vandals in on that tackle. I see Sam Bowers in the mix. I see Caden Osborne in the mix for the Vandals. And it's going to bring up a third down and seven. He'll lose 2 yards back to the 40. Third down and seven for Litchfield from the Vandal 40. 7 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in this first quarter. The Vandals lead it 7-0, a 73-yard punt return touchdown from Connor DePue. Third down and seven. Three receivers line up left, one right. Sadoff drops back to pass, goes across. He's got a man. It is caught. It'll be a first down for Litchfield ahead to about the 26-yard line. They get a nice completion ahead to Matthew Bywater. Second big completion on this drive. Second one for a first down, and it's ahead to the 27. Litchfield team has got weapons offensively. First down and 10 from the Vandal 27 now. They've tried to run the ball. The Vandals have done a good job taking anything away, but couple of nice completions on the pass. Three receivers line up right, one left. That off. Will take the snap. Fakes the handoff. Gets a pass out quickly. It's incomplete. Trying to flip it out to the right side to Jonathan Bowles. It's incomplete, and it'll bring up second down and 10. 6 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Litchfield, their second possession of the night. The Vandals have not ran an offensive play tonight. Got the touchdown on the punt return. And now Litchfield, a more sustained drive here. Second down and 10 at the Vandal 27-yard line. Two receivers line up right, two left. Sat off one man in the backfield. Puts a man in motion right to left. They pitch it to him. Now he hands it back off. They're trying to get something out of this. They're going to find a little bit of room. Eventually Bryce Hartley comes up with a tackle to bring down number 10, Matthew Bywater, on the far side of the field. We do have a flag down in the area of holding. So we'll see if that's what it is, and it is. It is a hold. No, block to the back, it looks like, against Litchfield. And that'll push them back 10 yards. Going to bring up a second down, and we're back to, what, the 37? So second down and about 20. So block to the back. It's back to the Vandal 37-yard line. So second down at about 20 for Litchfield. So second and about 20 from the Vandal 37 for Litchfield. Three receivers will line up left, one right. Sat off from the shotgun, one man in the backfield with it. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, gets a pass away. It is caught. Caught by the Litchfield receiver. That is Jonathan Bowles. That was a tough catch. Vandals covered him pretty well, but he made the catch. It's about a 10-yard gain, about a 9-yard gain. It'll bring up third down and 11. Third down and 11 for Litchfield from the Vandal 29. 5 minutes remaining, opening quarter. Third down and 11 for Litchfield from the Vandal 29. Two receivers line up left, two right. Sadoff from the shotgun takes the snap, drops back the pass, gets it away. It is caught by Bywater. He breaks one tackle and eventually is brought down at about the 19-yard line. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and, let's see, fourth down in about two, maybe three.
Fourth and three.
As he is just across, just inside the 20. Fourth down and three. Fourth down and three for Litchfield, just inside the Vandal 20. They have went to the air. They are a pretty good threat. Two receivers line up left, two right. That off in the shotgun, one man in the backfield with him. I think they might have been trying to see if they could get the Vandals to jump off sides with a long count. That has not happened. They take the snap on fourth and three. The Vandals get some pressure on Sadoff. He's got to fling it and throw it away incomplete, and the Vandals will take over on downs. So they were able to break through, get a little bit of heat. Saw Isaac Forbes bust through, and that put Sadoff in a tough spot where he just had to throw it away to the back of the end zone on the near side. And the Vandals will take over on downs. So Litchfield moves the football, but not able to get the big first down. So the Vandals take over just shy of their own 20 for their first offensive play of the night with 4 minutes and a second remaining in the first quarter. Man in motion for the Vandals is Connor Depew. He's going to get the handoff. He's trying to get to the outside. He's able to cut back, find some room. He's ahead to the 30. Now he's in a big bunch of players, and he gets ahead to the 32 before he is brought down. It is a first down for the Vandals, about a 13-yard pickup for Connor Depew on the sweep. Vandals hurry up. They're going with a tight formation. Guys tight to the line. They put Colburn in motion. They give it to him on the sweep this time, and he's going to find some room. Gets ahead to about the 41, about an 8-yard pickup. Second down and about two coming up for the Vandals. Second down and two for the Vandals. They went with two sweeps. They go again with a tight formation. Everybody very close to the line of scrimmage. Put a man in motion this time instead. Quentin Stumball will keep it himself. Q looking to get to the outside. He's able to get it across midfield, and he's going to go out of bounds at about the 44-yard line on the near side of the field. That is a first down for the Vandals. So the Vandals have went with a man in motion, kind of the old wing offense. Two men running on the sweep, and then that time the quarterback kept it with a man in motion. They stay tight to the line again on a first down and 10. Man in motion is Colburn. They give it to Colburn. He cuts back. He finds some room and gets brought down at the 41. So he had a little room, but then Litchfield was able to get a leg out, grab him and bring him down for a short gain, second down and 7. Now the Vandals go back to normal formation, more spread out. Three receivers line up to the right, one to the left. It's Connor Depew to the left. Colburn, Casey, and McCarty lined up to the right. Stumball from the pistol formation with Dylan Hinton in the backfield with him. Quick out. They flip it out into the hands of Andrew Casey. He's able to break one tackle, but then he's brought down pretty quickly at the 37. Pickup of about four. Third down and about four coming up. So third down and four coming up for the Vandals from the Litchfield 37-yard line. Three receivers line up left this time. That is Colburn, Depew, and Casey. One receiver to the right is McCarty. Quentin Stumball from the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with him. Fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. Quentin trying to find some extra room and gets ahead to about the 34. I don't think he got the first down. He was trying to find some extra room, maybe get an extra block, but he never did really get it. And he's going to be about a yard short, and it's going to bring up fourth down and one for the Vandals. Fourth down and one coming up for the Vandals from the Litchfield 35. Dylan Hinton will come out. The Vandals are going to bring in an extra blocker. And it's Alton Emmerich coming in as the extra blocker for the Vandals. Andrew Casey, the receiver, to the right. Connor Depew to the left. Looks like the Vandals going to try and run it here. And they've got the first down. Quentin Stumbaugh gets ahead to about the 31, 32-yard line. He's got the first down. So the Vandals will have the first down, 1 minute 29 seconds remaining here in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 7-0. Punt returned by Connor DePue. About 2 minutes and a second into the game. First down and 10 for the Vandals. They head to the Litchfield 31-yard line. Three receivers line up right, one left. Stumbaugh drops back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It's Andrew Casey. He is able to make the catch. Touchdown. Nice catch by Andrew Casey in traffic on the near side of the field. It is a 31-yard touchdown. Stumbaugh to Casey. And the Vandals back on the board. 1:03 remaining in the first quarter. And the Vandals get ready for the point after attempt. Cole Durbin back. Snap is back. The kick, he did not get much on that kick, and it is no good. So the point after attempt is no good. Kind of knuckled on him. And the Vandals lead it 13-0. So the Vandals lead it 13-0. Touchdown pass from Stumbaugh to Casey. Touchdown's brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals lead it 13-0. 1 minute, 3 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Litchfield moved the ball on that last drive. They go to the air pretty, they've got a lot of weapons, there's no doubt about it. So Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away. And his kick is up. Caught at about the 15 by Litchfield. They cut back and end up getting ahead to about the 37-yard line. That is Jonathan Bowles on the return. Boy, I've just felt all year like the Vandals have given up a little bit of extra yardage on returns. It's up to the 37-yard lines where Litchfield will have it. 56.6 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Vandals lead it 13-0. Two receivers line up each side. Sat off in the backfield from the shotgun. One man in the backfield with it. First down and 10 for Litchfield from their own 37. Sat off hands it off. And nothing there at all. Carry by Caleb Coulter. And the Vandals knock him down. He's going to lose about a yard, second and 11. Well, I tell you what, the Vandals have been so strong, tackle to tackle, against the running game all year long. And there they are bringing in extra linemen. Lucas Bauer is one of them that comes back out, so they've rotated men well. Second down and 11. Two receivers left, one right. Sat off, going left. Now he pitches it, and it comes out. It's going to be an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up third down and 11. So it was a shovel pass, and it's incomplete. It was not a handoff. It was a shovel pass from the quarterback. So it's incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down and 11. At their own 36, 15.3 seconds remaining. It was a forward pass, definitely a shovel pass. 15.3 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Three receivers left, two to the right. Sat off empty backfield. Takes a snap. He's under some pressure. Gets a pass away. It is incomplete. Good job defensively. by Brenton McCarty. He was able to knock that one away. Max Lightshue had his hands on it, but McCarty got his paws in there, knocking it away, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 11. Fourth down and 11. Sadoff's a nice quarterback, got a good arm. And they have definitely got some athletes to throw to. Fourth down and 11. So Litchfield forced to punt here. Jordan Colburn and Connor DePue back. 9.6 seconds remaining, first quarter. Oh, the punter back, gets a snap. He gets it away. Colburn at about the 27, cuts back to the middle of the field, and he'll be brought down at about the 42. And that is the end of the first quarter. 13-0, the Vandals on top of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We're going to take a break on WKRV.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. That's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash. Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
So back here as we get set for the second quarter. Vandals lead it 13-0. And the Vandals will have the ball. We get set for the second quarter. Do want to mention timeouts are brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Vandals with the football going right to left now in this second quarter. Two receivers line up on each side. Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back to pass, steps up in the pocket, now rolls to the right, and eventually rolling left, and he's going to be brought down at about the 42-yard line. Going to lose about a yard, I think. So he could not find anything, and so it is a sack, and he's going to lose about a yard, second and 11. Second down and 11. Two receivers to the right, Casey and McCarty. Two receivers to the left, Colburn and DePue. Just underway, second quarter. One man in the backfield. Now they put a man in motion, left to right to Colburn. They're going to give it to Colburn. On the sweep, he gets to the outside. He finds some room. He's got a first down. He's into Litchfield territory. To the 35, still on his feet, to the 30, 25, 20. And eventually brought down at about the 18-yard line near side of the field. Great job by Colburn. He was on the sweep, left to right, went to the far side of the field, cut back. Finds a lot of room, and the Vandals deep into Litchfield territory. And now a timeout by Litchfield. So Litchfield's going to take a timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard Street in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Also, again, timeouts brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders, and also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. So the Vandals will have it first down and 10 from the Litchfield 18. We are 58 seconds into the second quarter. 11:02 remaining until halftime. It is senior night. And the Vandals senior football players, the cheerleaders, and the band members all were honored before tonight's game. The Vandals are trying to complete what would be the fifth undefeated regular season in school history. First down and 10 from the Litchfield 18. Three receivers line up right, one left. Snap back to Stumball. He fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, and he gets ahead to about the 15 before he's brought down. Tell you what, Litchfield came to play tonight. They are working pretty hard. And it'll be a second down and 7. Second down and 7 coming up for the Vandals. Vandals will have three receivers to the right. One man left, that is Patty McDowell. To the right, going to be Colburn, Casey, and McCarty. And Connor DePue is going to be in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. Second down and 7. Stumball gives the handoff. This is to Connor DePue, looking to get outside, and he gets ahead to about the 5-yard line on the near side of the field. So Connor DePue gets the carry out of the backfield. And the Vandals are going to have a first down and 10 from right about the 5-yard line. First down and goal, I should say. First down and goal from about the 5 for the Vandals. Two receivers line up right, one left. That is Connor DePue to the left. To the right, it is Colburn and Casey. Dylan Hinton back out there in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. Takes the snap, quick out. It is caught. Touchdown for Connor DePue on the far or near side of the field. Connor DePue with a touchdown from Stumball from 5 yards out. And the Vandals back on the board with 9:31 remaining in the second quarter. And I think the Vandals might go for two. It looks like the Vandals are going to go for a two-point conversion here. They missed on the extra point a little bit ago. It looks like they're going to go for two here. Leading 19-0, pending the two-point conversion. Stumball takes the snap. Pass away. Caught by Colburn. Two-point conversion is good. And the Vandals lead it 21-0. So the Vandals lead it 21-0. 9:31 remaining in the opening quarter. We'll take a break, or in the second quarter, I should say. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At the F&B Community Bank, they understand times can be tough, especially during a government shutdown. That's why they're offering a 30-day government shutdown loan with 0% interest and absolutely no fees for those impacted. If you're feeling the effects of the shutdown, stop by one of their 6 branches or give them a call at 618-283-1141 and talk with one of their friendly lenders about how they could help. Approval is required for all applicants and not guaranteed. F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Potomac, Toca, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Vandals take a 21-0 lead. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Cole Durbin with the kickoff, pushes Litchfield back to about the 9 on the return. And pretty good return here from Litchfield up to about the 36-yard line on the far side of the field. It was Jonathan Bowles on the return. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Actually, must have stepped out of bounds. 34-yard lines where Litchfield will have it. First and 10 from their own 34. 9:22 remaining second quarter. Vandals lead it 21-0. Two receivers line up left, one right. Sat off one man in the backfield with it. Put a man in motion right to left. Sat off's going to keep it himself, looking to run right through the middle. He gets ahead to about the 37-yard line, where the Vandals make the tackle. That is Elijah Elliott with the tackle. Pick up of 4 yards for Sadoff. He can run. Good athlete. throws a good ball, too. Senior quarterback for Litchfield. Second down and six for Litchfield from their own 38. They're going to have two receivers line up on each side. Sat off empty backfield. Puts a man in motion right to left. That is Bowles. Gets a pass out to Bowles. And the Vandals close on him quickly, bring him down just shy of the 40. That was Sam Bowers with the tackle, far side of the field. Third down and five for Litchfield. Third down and five for Litchfield. 8:20 remaining in the second quarter. Vandals lead it 21-0. Third and five for Litchfield from just shy of their own 40. Two receivers line up. Actually, three receivers line up left to right. Empty backfield again for Sadoff. Puts a man in motion left to right again. Sadoff looking to run, and the Vandals have closed in on him pretty good, and they're going to bring him down back at the 35. It's going to be a sack. I see Dylan Hinton in the mix. I see Lucas Bowers in the mix. There were a few other Vandals that got back there, too, and Litchfield's going to be forced to punt. So it brings up a fourth down and nine, and they'll be forced to punt it away. Fourth down and about nine coming up for Litchfield. They're at their own 35-yard line. So Litchfield will be forced to punt. Snap is back. Kick is up. Not a great punt. And it's just going to go out of bounds. Not sure where it hit at, but not a great punt. Somewhere around the 40, 45 area. On the far side of the field. So the Vandals will take over. Looks like at the 50. So the Vandals will take over at the 50, so it must have went straight out of bounds. So first down and 10 for the Vandals at midfield. 7 minutes and 14 seconds remaining, second quarter. So the Vandals take over at midfield. 7 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. And I think I said, I cannot hear my quarters right tonight. It's the second quarter. First down and 10 for the Vandals. 21-0, second quarter. Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back the pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It's Connor Depew. Caught. Touchdown. 50 yards, first play from scrimmage. The Vandals back on the board. He went deep, found Depew, hit him at about the 10, and he took it in from there. Stumbaugh to Depew from 50. And this comes with 7:06 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals will be back to attempting the point after here. So the Vandals connect. First play from scrimmage on this drive. Cole Durbin back to attempt the extra point. He hit the first one, missed the second one. Snap is back. The kick is up, and this kick is good. And the Vandals have a 28-0 lead. 28-0, the Vandals on top of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. 7:06 remaining second quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. For the Vandals, one play from scrimmage on that drive. 50-yard touchdown pass. Stumbaugh to Depew. They lead it 28-0. 7:06 remaining in the second quarter. And Cole Durbin gets set to kick it away. It is a fairly short kick. Litchfield had a little trouble with it. And they are going to trip up the return man. They kind of tripped him to where he was fumbling around at about the 20, and he gets ahead to about the 25, I believe. Jonathan Bowles on the return. So Litchfield with their worst field position to start off at their own 24-yard line to start it. On this drive, 7 minutes exactly remaining. In the second quarter, Litchfield, their second possession, really moved the ball pretty well. Then had a fourth and short and could not convert, and the Vandals got the ball back. First and 10, three receivers line up right, one left. Sadoff gives the handoff, and running back ahead to about the 30. Pickup of about six. That is Caleb Coulter with the carry. Kind of got the Vandals to bite on a little bit of play action. And they're going to give him, I'd say that's 6 yards, second down and four. The second down and, no, it's about five. Where they got it at, second and five. So it's a five-yard pickup, second down and five from their own 29. Two receivers line up left, one right. Extra blocker in there, one man in the backfield for Sadoff. On a second and five, he takes the snap, takes the handoff, pass away, caught. First down, Connor Depew quickly with the tackle of Matthew Bywater after the catch. Well, that was a nice play when the quarterback sat off. They get a first down ahead to their own 46-yard line. A little slant route and a nice completion there. Nice quarterback, throws a nice ball. First down and 10 for Litchfield ahead to their own 46-yard line. Inside 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Vandals lead it 28-0. Two receivers line up each side. One man in the backfield with Sadoff, the senior quarterback. He takes the snap, gives the handoff straight up the middle to the running back, Coulter. And he has a nice carry all the way ahead to about the 36-yard line. Or excuse me, the 46-yard line into Vandal territory. So it's a 9-yard gain, second and one. They're into Vandal territory. A 9-yard pickup all the way into Vandal territory ahead to the 46-yard line. Second down and one for Litchfield. Two receivers each side. Sat off with one man in the backfield with him. That is Coulter. He just had the 9-yard carry. They're going to fake it to him. Now Sadoff's going to find room, and he's going to have the first down and get ahead into Vandal territory ahead to about the 36. So a pickup of about 10 yards on that carry. So Litchfield moving the ball pretty well. And the Vandals want a timeout. And Vandals defensive coordinator Mark Reinhardt out on the field to talk with his group as they have given up quite a few yards on the last couple of plays. Timeout's brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarchinsurance.com. Kmarch Insurance, protect your legacy. Also brought to you in part by, the timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off all to all military and first responders. Also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So the Vandals defense gets a talking to. It's first down and 10 for Litchfield from the Vandal 35. Two receivers line up each side for Sadoff. One man in the backfield with him. He's going to pass. It is knocked down incomplete. Sam Bowers got his hands on it, knocked it down. He was the closest man to it. I'm not sure who the intended receiver was. There was nobody really close. And it is second and 10. Second down and 10 for Litchfield from the Vandal 35. Vandal shuffle in some guys. Back into the game is Isaac Forbes. As they have done that all year long on the offensive line. Second down and 10. Two receivers line up to the right, one left for Sadoff, puts a man in motion left to right. They fake the handoff to him. They give it to Coulter. The Vandals got a man in the backfield. Now they're going to bring him down. One man, I think that was Bowers, come flashing into the backfield. Then a couple other Vandals. I see Isaac Forbes back there. They'll bring Coulter down for actually about a yard, maybe two loss. Nice job there as Vandals were able to penetrate the offensive line of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Third down and 12. Third down and 12 for Litchfield from the Vandal 37-yard line. Sadoff takes the snap, rolls right, gets a pass away. It is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the closest or the intended receiver, Bywater. Patting Dow had the coverage for the Vandals. And it'll bring up a fourth down. But I would think Litchfield is probably in fourth down territory here, fourth and 12 from the Vandal 37-yard line. Fourth down and 12 from the Vandal 37-yard line, 4 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. In the second quarter, Vandals lead it 28-0. Fourth down and 12 for Litchfield from the Vandal 37. That off, three receivers right, one left. Empties his backfield, drops back to pass. He's under pressure. He's going to look to run. Gets a pass away, incomplete. I'm not so sure he wasn't across the line of scrimmage anyway, but incomplete. The Vandals take over on down. Not sure he wasn't, but no flag. So the Vandals take over on downs at their own 37-yard line. So the Vandals take over on downs at their own 37, 4:08 remaining in the second quarter. Vandals lead 28-0. Three receivers will line up left for the Vandals, Connor DePue, Andrew Casey, and Lucas Bowers. One receiver to the right, that is McCarty. Hinton is in the backfield, Stumball from the pistol. Takes a snap, gets a pass away, caught by McCarty. He's got room in front of him. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. It'll be a 63-yard touchdown for the Vandals. Stumball to McCarty. And the Vandals back on the board. Yards comes with 3:56 remaining in the second quarter. So the Vandals have scored on their very first play the last two offensive drives. And Cole Durbin is out for the point after attempt. Cole Durbin, his kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals now lead it 35-0. So the Vandals lead it 35-0, 3:56 remaining in the second quarter. Let's take a break on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are a local authorized carrier dealer. Cole Durbin will kick it away. It'll bounce. Litchfield picks it up at the 12. And returning ahead to about the 27-yard line is Jonathan Bowles. And that is where Litchfield will take over. 3:49 remaining in the first half. Vandals lead it 35-0. Litchfield's had a couple of good drives, but have went for a fourth down on both of those good drives and could not convert. Litchfield, 3:49 remaining in the first half. Two receivers line up left, two to the right. Sat off from the shotgun, one man in the backfield with him. He's going to look to run it himself, and the Vandals just are not going to give him any room at all to run. I see Isaac Forbes in on that tackle. Sam Bowers in on that tackle. There were a few other Vandals in there as well. Second down and 10, no gain. Second down and 10. Second down and 10 for Litchfield from their own 27, 3:15 remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers each side, sat off one man in his backfield, fakes the handoff, gets a pass. It is caught by Lightshoe, and he is going to be tackled at the 34 by Connor Depew. And about a 7-yard pickup, third down and 3. They're down and 3 for Litchfield ahead to their own 35-yard line. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers line up left, two right. Sat off, one man in the backfield with him. He's from the shotgun. He takes a snap, fakes a handoff to Coulter, gets a completion. Litchfield's going to have a first down. And a tackle ahead of about the 47-yard line. Pass caught by Litchfield's number 23, Devin Chu. And ahead to the 47, their own 47. Litchfield with the first down. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Litchfield gets a first down. Three receivers will line up right, one left, one man in the backfield with Sadoff. Sadoff takes a snap, drops back, rolls a bit right, gets a pass away. There's a man there. It's caught, and he'll be out of bounds at about the 35 on the near side of the field. That is Bywater. Wow, nice throw from Sadoff all the way ahead to the Vandal 32-yard line. First down for Litchfield ahead to the Vandal 32. Litchfield team offensively can move the football. 1 minute, 55 seconds remaining until halftime. Two receivers will line up on each side. One man in the backfield, that is Coulter with Sadoff. Takes a snap. Sadoff spins, rolls left, gets a pass away. It is incomplete. It was off the hands of the intended receiver, Bowles, on the far side of the field. Then it'll bring up a second down and 10 with a minute 50 remaining in this second quarter. So Litchfield, this is their third drive of the first half that they've moved the ball well. They have a first down and 10 from the Vandal 32 into Vandal territory. Second straight possession. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 32. Three receivers will line up left, one right for Litchfield. Sat off from the shotgun, Coulter in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, gets a pass away. It is caught far side of the field by Bywater, and he's going to have enough for a first down ahead to about the 22. So Matthew Bywater on the catch. I didn't think he was going to be able to. He turned the wrong way, then turned back, gets the catch made. And Litchfield now has a first down. This is their best drive so far. They're ahead to the Vandal 21. 1 minute, 25 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers each side. Sat off from the shotgun. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass. Has some time in the pocket. Passes up. It is caught down at about the 2-yard line by Bywater on the near side of the field. Wow, what a nice touch on that pass from Sadoff. And it'll be first down and goal for Litchfield with 1:11 remaining in the first half. So first down and goal for Litchfield at the 1. So first and goal for Litchfield at the 1. They are going to pack it in. Just one receiver lined up to the left. Sadoff takes the snap. They're going to give it to Coulter, and the Vandal defense closes on him in a hurry. He's going to lose about 3 yards. So it'll be second down and goal. Litchfield has their timeouts. So it'll be second down and goal, back to the four now. This is where it gets interesting, because they have struggled running the ball. And then when you get down here, that's what you want to do. Second and goal from the four. We'll see. One receiver lines up left. Sadoff takes the snap. Pass away, middle of the field. Caught, touchdown. Sadoff to Bywater. So Bywater with the catch. It is a 4-yard touchdown for Litchfield. This comes with 34.5 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and they cut it to a 35-6 game, pending the extra point. But Litchfield able to cash in. First score the Vandals have given up since week seven, as they had the shutout last week. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. So the kick no good, and the Vandals' lead is 35-6. 35-6 is our score. 34.5 seconds remaining until halftime. You keep it here for the moment. 34.5 seconds remaining. So the Vandals lead 35-6. And we'll get set for one more possession. They will have time. Remember, the Vandals will have the ball coming out in the second half. So they've got an opportunity, if they could come up with a quick score here. And remember, they have scored on their first two plays, their first play from scrimmage on their last two drives. So they got an opportunity here. We'll see what kind of kickoff they might get. If you would expect Litchfield, maybe just a squib kick here. But we'll see. So the Vandals' lead is 35-6. Litchfield getting that touchdown. That off the Bywater, a 4-yard touchdown reception. And nope, they'll kick a line drive. Taken by Connor DePue at the 9. He's to the 20. To the 30, to the 40. They grab his jersey and bring him down at about the 43. If they don't grab his jersey and bring him down, I don't know that they do. So it'll be first down for the Vandals, ahead to about their own 43, I believe. 26.3 seconds remaining in the first half. 26.3 seconds remaining. Three receivers line up right, one left. That is Andrew Casey lined up to the left. DePue, Bowers, and McCarty lined up to the right. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Drops back. Steps up in the pocket. He's sacked. Ball comes out. And the Vandals dive on it at the 37. And I believe Coach Clay just took a timeout. 17.8 seconds remaining. So to bring up a second down and about 15 coming up for the Vandals. 17.8 seconds remaining until halftime. 35-6, the Vandals with the lead. 17.8 seconds remaining. Timeouts brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires, also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders, also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th in Vandalia. Timeout's also brought to you by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it's a second down and 16 for the Vandals from their own 36. 17.8 seconds remaining till halftime. Three receivers to the right, one left. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Drops back to pass. flips it up. It is to Connor Depew. He went up to get it. He finds some room, stays on his feet across midfield. He's to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. I'm looking for a flag. I saw officials looking at each other, but no flag is down. And it's going to be a 64-yard touchdown, Stumball to Depew. Stumball to Depew, 64-yard touchdown. This comes with 4 seconds remaining. And he kind of flipped that one up. He jumped, and so did Connor Depew to get it to him, and then found room down the sideline for the touchdown. And the kick from Cole Durbin is up and good. So the Vandals get it back to a 42-6 lead. This with 4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. So the Vandals with a 42-6 lead, 4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Did you know the Career Pathways Tool at Kaskaskia College offers an easy roadmap to your desired career? Within just 4 clicks, you'll see a custom plan outlining required classes, 4-year transfer options, as well as local job opportunities for your chosen path. You'll even see valuable cost savings in real time. Whether you're a high school student, transfer student, or looking to change careers, the Career Pathways Tool is the simple first step to a promising future. Visit pathways.kaskaskia.edu today.
So 4 seconds remaining till halftime. Vandals do get the touchdown to make it 42-6. Dumball to Depew. He jumped to throw it. Connor jumped to catch it and took it the rest of the way. Kick is up. Caught at the 19. And the clock's going to run out before Litchfield can do anything with it to end the first half. So the Vandals lead it 42-6 here at halftime. And they will have the ball coming out to start the second half. So 42-6 is the Vandal lead here at halftime. The Vandals here on senior night trying to complete the undefeated regular season, trying for just the 5th undefeated regular season in the history of the school. I believe it's 1973, 76, and then 19, and then potentially this year. And they are halfway there here tonight with a 42-6 lead. And this one, 42-6 is our score. We are going to take a break and come back with more here on WKRV.